Hello, Peace for Recovery. This is Brett.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to check. I bought a voucher online from the app.
Yes.
And I'm trying to check do you send invoice through email after purchase? Because I'm not sure if it went through.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm just helping someone out of a hyperbaric at the moment. You right there, Angus? That's it. Sorry, just watch step. Now, you still want to jump in the sauna? Just one or two is good to go, if you want to.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I've
got
to go.
Okay, no worries. Okay, sorry, back to you now. What did you actually purchase?
With this card, $250 gift card. And then it was supposed to be, I used a different email, like there's an option for you to edit recipient. So I set a different email because it's a gift.
Yep.
The account
so the
is
email,
under.
The email that you've sent or written in there, is that your email or the other person's?
Another person's email. The account I set up is under our email.
Okay, and you haven't, when did you actually purchase it?
Just, I think, 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I'd maybe give it a little bit longer and let it happen because you should receive one. And anybody that purchases something will get notification of a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you should, I would probably just wait a little bit and go from there. And if you haven't got it sort of like lunchtime, give us a yell.
Let's see. So there should be one email sent to the email for the account that I used to purchase it and then another one for the email that I used for the recipient to which that voucher is intended to write.
You're making it hard on me. With multiple emails, I do apologize. If you've purchased one, you should receive an indication that you've had a transaction with us.
Well, okay.
I don't think there'll be multiple ones go out.
Oh, okay. But the intended recipient that, because there's an option for you to set up a recipient email there when you buy a gift card.
Okay.
He or she should be able to receive an email because it's intended for him.
Okay.
Right?
If that's the set, hey, listen, I do apologize. What you're looking at, I don't get to see. If that makes sense.
No, okay. Because it's in the app. The last time I called, it's not giving me an option to purchase from the website. So what I was advised when I called is to download the app on my phone, and then there's an option there to buy a gift card. So when you click on buy a gift card, you know, you select the type of gift card, you set up the amount, you set up your email, and then there's an intended, like an optional box there if you want a different recipient.
Okay. What I can tell you is
you fill it out.
You said $250. I can see that there's been a transaction for $250 today as a gift card. What would, right here and now, what can I do for you? I do apologize.
I just wanted to confirm if, because I did not receive an email, it's for a company. I'm using the company card, so I'm making sure I have like the confirmation or the invoices for the purchase. I didn't get one, so that's why I'm calling.
Okay, what I would suggest is just, if it's only a few minutes ago that you did it, I would hold off and you should get one. Now, is it the email that you've used is the HR at, what is it?
Conscious Education Company.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
That's the one you'd use? All right, because where I'm looking at the moment, I can't resend that tax invoice. However, leave it with me, and if you don't receive something in the next hour or so, give us a call back.
Okay.
And I'll see if we can just resend something to that email address anyway.
All right. Thank you.
No worries. We'll get it organized. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you.